Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Seven Roles of Christ, the prologue of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Jesus is the life. What is life? Think about that for a moment. Define it. Put it into words. Life is more than saying we are living beings. It's more than breathing, or our heart pumping, or our brain running. It's beyond our human intellect to try to explain all the processes that are required for you and me to live. But Jesus knows. In fact, He is it. He started it. He created it. He is life. Take Jesus away, and there is no life. Can you imagine that moment when light first exploded into existence and overwhelmed darkness? Picture total darkness. And then imagine God saying, "Let there be light." Jesus was there. He initiated light. Look at John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, our text. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. We often take life and light for granted. When was the last time you went to bed wondering if you'd wake up? Most of us give little thought to our death, unless we're threatened or very ill. Or when was the last time you went to bed wondering if the sun would rise the next morning? We pretty much count on the sun to rise and light bulbs to work. When John says that Jesus is life and light, we're prone to treat it as no big deal. The words life and light are basic to John's introduction of Jesus. Those words reveal two truths about Jesus. First, Jesus is the giver of life. In Him was life. John used the term life 36 times in his gospel. At Lazarus' tomb, Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life." When John was trying to understand events beginning to happen, Jesus stated, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." To a crowd of listening people, Jesus declared, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have a love of life and that they may have it more abundantly." The Greek word John used for life is zoe, which is the root for our English word zoology. It refers to life as God has it. Life not limited by time nor hindered by death. The word zoe is contrasted by another Greek word for life, bios, the root of the English word biology. That word refers to the duration of time, a lifespan, the time between birth and death. Second, Jesus is the bearer of light. And the life was the light of men. This is an interesting grammatical construction. In the Greek text, both life and light have the definite article. So it could be translated as we have it, "The life was the light of men." Or it could just be just as easily translated, "The light was the life of men." Either way works, and either is true. John links life with Christ, and he also links light with Christ. Just as the first creation began with the entrance of light into physical darkness, so the new creation begins with the entrance of light into the spiritual darkness of every believer. John used the word light 21 times in his gospel. On two occasions, in John 8:12 and 9:5, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." To the people of John's day, light was symbolic of deity. The rabbis used light as a name for the Messiah that was promised to come. When John said Jesus is the light, he was claiming that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah. It was yet another way of saying that Jesus is God. If a story has a hero, then there must also be a villain. In John's story, Jesus is the hero, and darkness is the villain. Look at verse 5. "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." The darkness stands as the opposition to light and life. Darkness stands for life without Christ. With one word, darkness, John introduced Satan. Luke 22, verse 53. "When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not try to seize me, but this is your hour in the power of darkness." John revealed the cosmic struggle between God and Satan. Satan works to keep people in the darkness, because darkness means death and hell, while light means life in heaven. And the people didn't understand what Jesus was saying and doing, and they opposed him. In the end, they killed him because of their misunderstanding. But the darkness can never extinguish the light. The people killed Jesus. It appeared that Satan had won, but Jesus rose from the dead, victorious. So what are the implications of Jesus is the life? Well, let me suggest a few. Jesus gives you what you can't earn, eternal life. Jesus brought us physical life, but he also wants to give us eternal life. We may know life as humans have it, but not know life as God has it. We can be breathing, our heart pumping blood, but not have everlasting life. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We're an interesting group, mankind. We will do anything and everything we can do to prolong life on this earth. We will exercise, eat the right diet, and sleep the appropriate number of hours. But, in fact, when we get sick, we visit doctors to make us well. But the fact is, we're going to die. If you visit a cemetery, you see something that's so obvious. Under each deceased person's name are a birth date and a death date. And do you know how life is illustrated in the cemetery? Life is simply a line between those two dates. Life is a line with a beginning and an end. We do everything we can to increase the length of that line, but it will end. It is unavoidable. Jesus wants to give us what we can never get on our own: eternal life. The life that Jesus gives can be illustrated by a line also. a line that has a beginning date but doesn't end. Death has no impact on eternal life. As Christians, we simply change residences. And Jesus gives you what you don't deserve, abundant life. But before, Jesus gives you something better than you deserve. And here's the cool part. Jesus promises to give us eternal life, meaning that when we die, we will live with Him in heaven for eternity. But before that happens, He promises to give us a better life while we're here on earth. John chapter 10 and verse 10. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. The word means superabundance of something. It has the idea of overflowing the container, more than can be handled. It speaks of life that goes beyond necessity, of life beyond our wildest dreams. Jesus gives life an upgrade. Have you ever received an upgrade of something? A plane seat or a rental car? The life that Jesus gives is an upgrade. He upgrades despair to hope, bondage to freedom, confusion to peace. His most significant upgrade is moving us from being lost to salvation, from the destination of hell to the hope of heaven. We don't deserve it, but He gives it. Jesus shows you what you can never find, spiritual life. Jesus is the light. A definition for light in the dictionary is something that makes vision possible. Light makes it possible to see. Without the light, we're hopelessly blind. Blind to our lost condition, blind to the way out of spiritual darkness. Light makes it possible for us to see clearly, to see things as they really are. Jesus came as light to help a blind world regain its spiritual sight. John chapter 12, verse 46. I have come as a light into the world, and that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. Without Christ, we are like a ship lost on the ocean, lost on the open sea in a dense fog, groping for the shore without guidance equipment. Jesus provides and is the light in the darkness of our sin, so that we can see God and be rescued from an eternity in hell. Are you walking in the light of Christ today as a believer? Or are you still in the darkness of your sin? Do you need to change your course to avoid eternal destruction? Because you see, we all come the same way. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the gift of and the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life by Christ Jesus. God loves us. That's why He gave us the gift of His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And He demonstrated that love in sending Jesus, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Jesus went to the cross while we were in the midst of our sin. We need to believe that He died for us and that He rose from the dead. And if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe in the righteousness. Then all we need to do is reach out and ask. For whoever believes, whoever forever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You think about that. And you have a great day.